This is the Aftermarket Radio Network.
Well, hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Walker, and today I am going to be talking about getting found in AI overviews and suggested by AI when people are using it to search for an auto repair shop. But first, let's take a second to thank our sponsors. This episode is sponsored by ShopBoss, shop management software that works the way you need it to right out of the box. Are you ready to convert clients to members? AppFueled specializes in creating custom apps tailored specifically for auto repair businesses. Build client loyalty. Get started today with your own customer loyalty app. Visit appfueled.com. All right, so we're just coming back from the ASTA Expo. And at the Expo, I taught a four-hour class on the topic of getting suggested by AI and getting found in those AI overviews. Basically, the class was about AI search optimization. And 4 hours, we talked about this. Had a good group of people in the class. And obviously, this podcast today is not going to be 4 hours long, so I wanted to give you some of the takeaways. And really, what I'm going to be working from is the action steps that I talked about in that class. And if you want the entire class, I'm sure that is going to get picked up by some of the other conferences in 2026. I would imagine we'll probably very likely be teaching it at Vision and at STX, maybe some of the others. And we will also very likely run this as a webinar at some point where we go into all of the details. But talking about the action steps, this is going to give you a pretty good idea. I'm going to go a little bit deeper on a couple of the things as I talk about them because I can't help but do that. It's just in my nature. But we don't want this to be a four-hour long podcast. We don't even really want it to be a full hour long. We're just going to touch on some of the things that you can do that are going to help your shop to get found when people are searching using AI or when they're searching using just regular old Google and getting you mentioned in those AI overviews. Just a couple of things. AI is getting about 5% of total search volume now. The search engines are still getting 95% of the search volume. So this is not something that is like an emergency. However, the use of AI in place of search engines is growing rapidly. Whereas it's not an emergency now, you don't want to be having to figure this out 2 years from now when it has flipped and it's 95%, you know, people using AI instead of search engines. You want to get started on this now. And the good thing is that whereas the art of getting a website to rank in the search engines and the art of getting a business to be recommended by AI use a lot of the same types of signals, it is different. But in a lot of the things that we're talking about, if you do something that's going to be right for search, AI is probably going to like it. And if you do something that's going to be right for AI, the search engines are probably going to like it. But they're still looking for different things. And I'll honestly don't know exactly how much I'm going to get into that on the podcast today because I'm hanging out mostly in the action steps. But if you want to know the details about that, sign up for emails with Shop Marketing Pros so that you can find out about the webinars that we're doing. Or join the Facebook group, the Auto Repair Marketing Mastermind, because that's typically where we do our webinars is right there in that Facebook group. And when I do the webinar on AI, I'm going to go deep on the topic. And when I teach this at the other conferences, I'm going to go deep on the topic. So there's a couple of ways to really the details of what we're talking about. All right, a little disclaimer before I get too far into this. I am not an AI search optimization professional. And the truth of the matter is there is no such thing because this is so new that we're all still trying to figure out what is it that AI is looking for. The crazy thing is that some of the AI labs Like, if you ever have the opportunity to listen to some of the podcasts and such that some of the founders and the higher ups and, you know, the people who are designing the AI, when they're talking about this, they will sometimes say, we're still figuring this out, because they're playing with something that has never been done before. So, yes, we're still figuring this out. If you ask me if I am a search engine optimization professional or an expert, absolutely. But AI search optimization, not so much. Now, also, let me take a second to define a couple of things first. I'm saying the words AI search optimization, and it is still being decided upon, argued about, all of those things, as far as what they're actually going to call this. You know, search engine optimization, we call it SEO, search engine optimization. There is AEO, which is answer engine optimization. There is GEO, which is generative engine optimization. And then we're going to bring SEO back into the mix, which is the one that we prefer to use for this, because when we do optimization, we're not only trying to get you found in the search engines. We're not only trying to get you found in AI. We want you to be found everywhere. So we still use the term SEO, but we have changed that to mean search everywhere optimization. Now, if we were talking only about AI search optimization, then I would go with AEO, because some of the people that I follow that I think are the best and the most influential in this space are begging people to just go with AEO and stick with it, because it's being called so many things. Now, let's get into the actions of what you can do to get your business recommended by search. Number one, you want to start with your reviews. Remember, I said that, you know, the search engines are looking for a lot of the same things that AI is looking for. AI is looking for a lot of the same things that search engines are looking for. The difference is that when we're talking about search engine optimization, we're really talking about Google. You know, yeah, I know there's some other search engines out there, but Google has over 80% of the search. And actually, you know, I'm saying that they have over 80% of the search when it comes to search engines. AI is starting to take some of the overall search, but Google has over 80% of the search. So when we do SEO, we do it with Google in mind. Now, Google loves Google. They love seeing and looking at their own products. So when we're doing SEO, the reviews that are going to matter the most are going to be the ones that are happening on your Google business profile. However, with AI, AI wants to see them everywhere. When you think about AI, they're basically trying to create a machine that thinks the way that a human does. And if a human sees reviews in a whole bunch of different places, they're going to think more highly of those reviews than just seeing a bunch of reviews in one place. You know, if they're looking for an auto repair shop, you got an actual person. And I talked about this a lot in my class. When you're using AI, almost think about it's an executive assistant, or if you're driving, it's your spouse in the car next to you, and you ask them to go find something for you. Well, what are the things that they're going to look at? Reviews are one of the very first things that people will look at. And, you know, for the sake of this discussion, we're just going to stick with you're looking for an auto repair shop. Maybe you're driving down the road, you're traveling, so you're out of town, you don't know any shops in that area, your check engine light comes on, your vehicle's running rough, and not only is the check engine light on, but it's flashing. So that's the example that we're going to go with as we talk through this, okay? You're a passenger, you know, probably your spouse, significant other, whatever. You're telling them, hey, find an auto repair shop. Car's running rough, check engine light came on, and the check engine light's flashing. Well, they're going to get online and start looking for an auto repair shop, and one of the first things they're going to start looking for is reviews. So you got one shop that's got a bunch of reviews on Google, and that's it. You got another shop that's got reviews on Google, Facebook, Yelp, Merchant Circle, YellowPages.com, all of these different places where they have reviews. And I could go on and on and on, because there's so many websites out there where you can leave reviews. Which one do you think that they're going to lean towards? Probably the one that has reviews in a bunch of different places. Well, it's the same thing with AI. AI works off of the concept of entities. It thinks of your business as an entity, and it knows that your entity has online references and more than just Google. So it's going to look at all of them together. So start with reviews. You all want reviews, but you all want reviews on Google. The shift is that you want reviews in other places. And the way that I would go about getting the reviews in those other places would be to take your clients who they're your great clients. You can ask them for anything and they'll do it. They've already left you a review, so you probably wouldn't ask them to leave you another review on Google. Ask them now to go leave a review on Yelp. Go leave a review on Facebook. I know y'all hate Yelp, okay? I know. Still, ask them to go leave a review on Yelp or some of these other places. Go find some of the different places where your shop has a directory listing. I would say bigger the better. You know, the bigger the website, the better. But those websites that have a listing for your shop, but also have the ability for people to leave reviews, and ask them to go leave reviews in those other places. All right. The next thing that you need to do is you need to make sure that your website has schema markup on it. It's S-C-H-E-M-A. Now, understand, this is probably not something that you are going to do yourself. It's like if you asked your web developer to go replace the head gasket on their car, to go do a electrical diagnostic, well, that web developer's probably not going to be able to do that. We would not expect you to be able to go put schema markup on your website. It is a technical thing. What schema markup is it is microdata that is in the code of the website. Like, you don't go to the website, you as a human, and see schema data. It's something that's in the code that it tells the search engines or the AI or whatever machine is reading the website. It tells it what the information is that they're looking at. So let's say that on your website, you have listed some of the local towing companies and you put their address and their phone number. Well, if a search engine or if AI is reading through your website and it sees these other addresses and phone numbers, how does it know which address and phone number that's on the website is the address and phone number for your shop? And that's where schema data comes in. It is telling the thing that is reading the website that, like, this website is for Peak Automotive. And this phone number is Peak Automotive's phone number. And this address is the address to Peak Automotive. And these hours are the hours for Peak Automotive. That's kind of how that schema data works. Now, there's all kinds of schema markup for your website. Lots and lots of different types. There's schema markup that is going to go on every page of the website. That's the organizational schema. That's the schema that is about your business itself. But then there is schema markup for an article that's on your website or a blog, you know, something like that. And that schema is going to tell the search engine, this is the title of the blog. This is the summary of the blog. This is how many words are in the blog. This is how long it takes the average reader to read a blog. Here's the content of the blog. You can have author pages on the website that gives it all kind of information about the person who wrote those articles. There's auto repair schema. There's services schema. The vast majority of you do not have schema on your website. You might have the organizational schema because that's been around for quite a while now, and it has been common practice and best practice in the SEO world to get that organizational schema on there. But all of this other schema, it helps the search engines and it helps AI to understand what it is that it is looking at. Schema is a very powerful tool for getting your business recommended by AI, and especially for getting it suggested in the AI overviews. ShopBoss is software built by shop owners for shop owners. ShopBoss offers real solutions backed by real experience. Simply put, it's shop management software that works your way. When customers are in the lobby and cars are on the lift, you don't have time for a learning curve. That's where ShopBoss comes in, with profit boosting features that work the way you need them to, right out of the box. From built-in DVI to robust customizable reporting, ShopBoss makes everything about running a shop work more smoothly. Plus, with their Boss Pay Payments feature powered by 360 Payments, you can enter the era of totally paperless payments. From text to pay, remote payments, and consumer financing options, to compliance, surcharging, and now even offering PayPal and Venmo options. Everything is built right into ShopBoss. Plus, everything is backed by a fantastic support team with one goal in mind, your success. Be the boss with ShopBoss. Independent auto repair shops, get ready to transform your business with AppFueled. It's time for your professional auto service shop to have its own customer loyalty app. AppFueled will build an app that launches a custom loyalty program for your shop in 30 days or less, fully integrated with your point of sale system. Bring Fortune 500 level customer retention strategies to your business without the Fortune 500 budget. Many shops are enjoying the benefits. Our app engages your customers with a loyalty ladder, enticing them to climb the next rung, coming back more often and spending more each visit, all with your own app. Build loyalty with your customers, to your brand, and boost your shop's growth. Get your first app in 30 days or less, all without breaking the bank. Ready to start? Let AppFueled take your business to the next level. Go to appfueled.com or meet founder Jeremy Glasgow and book your complimentary app vision session at appfueled.com/Jeremy. That's appfueled.com/Jeremy. You want to update your services pages. Really, all of the content throughout your website, not just the services pages, but especially those services pages. And you want to go deep when you are creating this content. Now, you can use AI to create the content, but there's a specific way to do that, and that's not what this podcast is about. I could teach a four-hour class on creating content using AI, because if you just go, say, create the content for an auto repair shop website for the brakes page, it'll do it. You could tell it, create 2,000 words of content for that page, and it'll do it. But it's going to be generic garbage. It's just going to be regurgitated information and nothing that sets your business apart from all of the other auto repair shops that are out there. And you want to be differentiated. So you can use AI to do this, but don't do it blindly. Go learn how to create really good content using AI before you do it. But the point is that with these services pages and any other pages that you create on your website, you want to go deep with the content. You want to talk about processes. You want to talk about the equipment that you have. You want to put photos in these pages, not just one. You know, put multiple photos. Michelle and I recorded a podcast not too long ago. It was episode 168, if you want to go back and listen to it. And it was all about long form content, because when we are working with our clients, so many of you do not want long content on your websites. You're like, oh, that's too long. You need to shorten that up. And I understand where you're coming from. I would much prefer to have shorter content, because humans don't necessarily like long content. But machines like long content. AI likes long content. Search engines like long content. They like details. And when you see the way that search is changing when people are using AI instead of a search engine, then you'll kind of understand. And I'll give you the example, and I wish I had written this down before I started recording, but I'm going to give you a couple of examples of prompts. So that person that's driving down the road, their check engine light comes on, the check engine light's flashing, car's running rough, they've got their spouse sitting next to them. Okay, let's pretend the spouse isn't sitting next to them, and they're just going to go to Google, or better yet, they're going to use the GPS in their car to find an auto repair shop. If they use the GPS in their car, they're just going to type in auto repair shop. They might speak it out, find me an auto repair shop. If they do use Google, they might type something into Google like auto repair shops near me. If they get detailed in a search engine, they might say something like auto repair shops that can fix a check engine light. But that's about it. In AI, however, the way that they search is very different. And also, I have an entire section in this class talking about how AI is native in cars now. I believe Tesla was the first one to do it with having Grok built into the car. A good friend of mine owns a Tesla, and he'll drive down the road just talking to his car, having a conversation with it. He'll tell me a story. But it has completely changed the way that people search. So whether it's native in their car or if they're just using the ChatGPT app on their phone, they're not going to say auto repair shops near me. They're going to say, my check engine light just came on. It's flashing. My car's running rough. I'm in this area. Or they might say, use location services to see where we're at. Find me a check engine light that specializes in Hondas or, you know, whatever. And they also specialize in doing check engine light repair. Well, your website should have all of that information on it. And the more detailed that you get when you're creating that content, the more that you have there for AI to pick up on. So you want in-depth content, even things like biographies. You want to make sure that your people are visible. I'm going to come back to that, though, because I'm getting a little bit out of order. All right. You want to publish FAQs and summaries in your longer content. So when we think about the AI overviews, you go to Google, for example, and up at the top of the page, after you do a search, it'll give you an AI overview in many cases, and that's Google's Gemini. That's just giving you a quick overview. And that information is based off of things that it has read on the web because it's still working off of a search in that case. Well, those summaries that you give, you write this long blog article, for example, on the five most common problems with a Duramax diesel engine. You can start that blog post off with a summary where that summary just straight up says, here's the five most common problems with a Duramax diesel engine. Injector failures, valve cover leaks, EGR fail, you know, blah, blah, blah. You just give a very, very quick summary. We also refer to that as TLDR, too long, didn't read. But when you answer it in that summary, you're giving the search engine, or I'm sorry, the AI, the information that it needs for that overview. So you start the article or the service page with a summary, then you get into the details, and then you finish the page with FAQs. And in those FAQs, you think of all of the questions that people might be asking about that topic, and you title the FAQ with a question, and then you give a short, succinct answer to that question. Because AI loves those FAQs also. But in addition to that, when you have the FAQs, you're literally asking the question just like the person who is using AI would ask the question. And AI is like, oh, here's word for word what this person is asking for. Here's a detailed article about it, and here's a short, succinct answer. And it can give them that answer based off of that. So we start with a summary. We give a long, detailed answer. And then we end with an FAQ. Again, if you want to really dig into that topic, go listen to the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast episode number 168. Now, let me come back to making sure that your people are visible. Most of the auto repair shop owners that I know, they do not want to put their people, their team on their website because it's such a competitive market out there when it comes to technicians that there's a lot of poaching that happens. I get it. I understand. However, it is your job to create a work environment that people don't want to leave. If you are paying well, and if you are creating a great work environment, then you have a lot less to worry about than the shop who's not doing those things. So I would encourage you to be willing to put that information on your website. And for each one of your technicians, each one of your service advisors, every team member, so you have a main page that has your entire team on it, and then people can click on each one of those team members and see details about that team member. So they get their ASE certifications, various awards that they may have won, the biographies, photos, all of these things. Because when you have a technician at your shop who, when they were at Vision last year, they took a class on Tesla ADAS systems and they took another class on, you know, Honda engine management, and they took another class on Chevrolet transmission diagnostics. When people are searching for things around that, just like your passenger that's sitting over there looking for someone, if you're driving the Honda and you've got a check engine light that comes on And that person is looking through a website and they happen to see a biography where you have a technician that specializes in Honda and just went through training on check engine light diagnostics on Honda, then they're like, oh, this is the person. Well, it's the same kind of thing that AI does. So yes, put those certifications, put the things that they specialize in, put the trainings. Like, you should have a complete list of all of the trainings that every one of your technicians has been through on their bio on the website. And you're like, man, you really want me to put a list out there for my competitors to poach my technicians, don't you? I get it. You have to create a place that people do not want to leave. Be consistent across all of the directory listings that are out there. This is something that we've been doing for years in SEO. It's called NAP, N-A-P, for name, address, phone number. You've got all these different directories that have listings for just about every business. And they're going to have a name, an address, a phone number. Sometimes they'll have a place to leave reviews. They'll put hours. They'll put a description of the business. Sometimes they have photos. And every time that those things are pointing back at your business, because they'll very often have a link to your website also, that is just creating more and more of an entity online for AI to get to understand who you are, where you are, what you do, and all of these things. Those directory listings are very, very powerful for SEO, and we're finding that they are also powerful for AI. I don't really need to go much deeper than that on that one. Just make sure that all your directory listings are the same. And it's really important to be 100% exact when you are editing these things. And for example, my business was Peak Automotive, but technically the name of it was Peak Automotive LLC. I needed to pick one of those from the beginning and use it the same way everywhere. You know, if you have an LLC or an Inc. or something like that in your legal name, just make a decision. Are you going to put that in these directories or not? And usually the Google Business Profile is the master. Whatever you do on Google Business Profile, do it everywhere else. If you're going to like spell out the word street, then spell out the word street. If you're going to abbreviate it ST, then abbreviate it ST. But do it the same everywhere across the board. On your website, you need to have a page that has all of your memberships, affiliations, certifications, and in the news. And if you have a lot of any of these things, then give that thing that you have a lot of a dedicated page. But you can do one page on your website that has memberships, affiliations, certifications, and in the news. And this is not for your people. It's not for your team. This is for the shop itself. So all of the affiliations that you have, you know, if you're a Napa shop, if you're a CarQuest TechNet shop, then that would go in the affiliation section on that page. If your shop has a green certification, for example, you would want that to be on this page also in a section that has all your certifications listed on it. If you are a member of your local Chamber of Commerce and a member of the Better Business Bureau, and I'm going to come back to the Better Business Bureau, unfortunately, but you're a member of the Better Business Bureau and you're a member of your downtown development district and you're a member of ASA or Mawaka or something like that, you put all of those memberships in a section on that page. And then if you've had articles about you in news, like your local news, or you were a guest on Remarkable Results Radio, or I don't know, you served as an expert on a local news channel that was doing a story about something to do with cars, you grab links to those things and you put them in that in the news section. Because what you're doing is you're building this massive amount of information that AI looks at that just builds trust with AI. You know, we want people to know, like, and trust us. Remember, AI, it's just a machine version of a person. So you want it to know, like, and trust you also. Link to your social profiles and your other web properties. So, you know, you got a Facebook page, you got an Instagram, you got a LinkedIn company page, you have a page on Carfax's website. Any of those things that are out there, you want to link to those because that helps to build that entity. Now, there is a type of schema data called same as schema And in a perfect world, you will have same as schema on your website, because what that is doing is saying that, oh, well, you know, here is ABC Automotive. Well, how many ABC Automotives are there in the country? A whole bunch of them. How does it know that your company, ABC Automotive, is the same as this Facebook page titled ABC Automotive? Well, when you use same as schema, you're telling it, this is us. It's the same as us. This is my Facebook page. This is my Instagram. This is my LinkedIn. And it's, again, helping to build that entity. Remember, AI loves entities. It loves building entities on different businesses and understanding that all of this information that's out there, it's the same business. Your YouTube channel is another big one. Make sure that you're linking to that. And better yet, run same as schema. Ask your web developer to do this. It's going to make a big impact on AI recommending you. Okay. Write on third-party platforms. Now, one thing that I go into in detail in the class is how AI really likes people more than it likes brands. It likes influencers. Now, let me give you some examples, and they're actually terrible examples because they do a fantastic job at what they do, but they're still running under their brand name rather than their personal name. Running under your personal name can help you to build a personal brand, and AI is going to like a personal brand more than it's going to like a business brand. But writing or just creating content, it doesn't have to be written content. You know, doing YouTube videos, creating TikTok videos, creating reels. You know, I think of Chris Enright as always one of the first people that comes to mind when I think of people who do this really well. But Chris does everything under the brand of Enright Automotive. You know, Sherwood from Royalty Auto Service is another one that just does a fantastic job of this. But everything is done under the Royalty Auto brand. And look, they've done a fantastic job. I'm not saying that they're doing anything wrong. I am saying that they would get a lot of benefit if they started doing some things under a personal brand in a world where AI is becoming more and more influential. You know, another one, Dave from Dave's Auto Center. But again, everything is done under Dave's Auto Center. Start doing some things on your own. And I'm going to tell you right now, if I was a technician who was working for an auto repair shop, I would build a big personal brand. I do know a couple of guys who have done this and done it pretty well. When they do that, they are having clients who are coming into that shop and asking for them by name. Now, this is a side note because it really has nothing to do with AI or a online personal brand. But back in the day before we specialized in marketing auto repair, because look, my whole background is auto repair, but there was a period of time when I opened an agency, and we were just a local agency working for any local business that would hire us. I was a member of a B&I group. And in that B&I group was a technician, not the auto repair shop. The auto repair shop did not hold that seat in the B&I group. The technician did. So there would be times when the shop was slow, lots of people sitting around, and this one technician had cars lined up in the parking lot for him. Like, he had more work than he could do, and other techs sitting around. He was, in a way, building a personal brand with B&I. Now, you can do the same thing, but with way more scale, by building a personal brand online. And a shop never wants to lose you if you have done that and done that successfully, because you are going to be bringing cars into the business. Normally, a technician is not doing that. Technician's just fixing the cars. But when you become the person who's actually developing leads, bringing cars in, they're coming in to see you, they're asking for you by name. If you leave and go somewhere else, those people are going to follow you. So don't underestimate building a personal brand. And then the last thing that I'm going to say as far as action steps would be to read the book Endless Customers. Now, on this podcast, you have heard me many times recommend the book They Ask, You Answer. Endless Customers and They Ask, You Answer are both written by Marcus Sheridan. Endless Customers, on the cover of the book, it literally says They Ask, You Answer 3.0. That book is They Ask, You Answer for a world with AI. That's what it is. And it gets deep into the content creation side of what to do to get AI to pick up on who you are, who your business is, and getting more and more business into your auto repair shop or your, well, this book is not about auto repair, but getting more business into a business and doing it in a way that AI is going to recommend you. So those are the actions that come out of this class. If you have the opportunity to take this class, I would love to see you in there, because I think that this stuff is some of the most important stuff that you can be doing that's going to make a huge impact on you a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now. And if you are starting now and your competition's not, you're going to have a major leg up on them. If you have any questions, reach out. You know how to get me. The best way really is in the Auto Repair Marketing Mastermind Facebook group. So go join that group. I really do appreciate you listening, and I hope that you'll listen in again next week. Remember, we are one of a handful of podcasts on the Aftermarket Radio Network. You can find the others at aftermarketradionetwork.com. And remember, in anything you do, be a pro.
You've been listening to the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast with Kim and Brian Walker. Follow the podcast on your favorite listening app. Find their emails in the show notes and visit them at shopmarketingpros.com. Let Kim and Brian know what you want discussed, because they're all about advancing the aftermarket.